Jamie. Absolutely terrific game to watch today. I'm not sure what it was like to play him, but ultimately you're going to be so frustrated that you've not got the 3 points, aren't you?
Yeah, very frustrated. When you go 2-0 up, you think, well, you hope that that's enough to win the game, but obviously today it wasn't, but we've got to look forward to next week now.
You did everything in that second half to try and get the third goal. I mean, your response to it being pulled back to 2-2 was spot on for me, but you just couldn't force it through, could you?
Yeah, well, in the changing room, the gaffer saying one of these days we're going to win 5-0. On another day, looking at that performance today, we could have won 5-0, but once we sort out little mistakes here and there and that kind of thing, then I think you'll see that from us.
And the two goals that you conceded, I mean, the first one, we talked to the manager about it, it's a fluke, isn't it, that deflection. That shot wasn't going to go in before that deflection. And then the second one, again, there's an element of luck about it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, obviously the deflection gets him back in the game. On another day, he hits that and it goes 10 yards wide. But I think that's just been a luck this kind of whole season. But we need to learn from it and hopefully put that right next week. Obviously, it's a tough game next week. We're playing a team of Premiership quality, so it's a good challenge for us.
In terms of the game itself, what was it like to play in? Because we often talk about Yorkshire derbies and it's, you know, it's become a bit of a cliche, hasn't it? But that, for me, was a bit of a throwback. I mean, that was a Yorkshire derby. Great atmosphere, both teams going for it, quite an open game as well, and very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure fans would have enjoyed it more if we'd won the game, but in terms of football, it was good from our point of view. So we're disappointed. We're definitely disappointed, but not disheartened.
What about your first goal? I mean, you've got into a good position there. I mean, that's what managers want to see, isn't it? They want to see midfielders getting into the box. So when you have that nice move on the right-hand side, there you are to finish it off.
Yeah, the manager put a highlight on when we were looking at the video last week about me not being at the back post when the ball came in. So it's about trying to learn, and thankfully I got the goal today that got us a good start. But if you keep learning these things off the manager and the coaches, then it'll definitely start going right.
It seems like yourself and Ryan Flynn are playing with a lot of confidence at the moment. You perhaps having the best spell that each of you have had since you've been here. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. I think the manager's kind of got that out of us. I think especially at home, he's always on about being positive. Everything you do is about being positive, going forward. Can you get forward? Can you get a cross in? Can you get a shot? And I think you're seeing probably the best of me and Ryan because of that.
On the other hand, though, I mean, many people were calling our phone in last week saying they were surprised that you didn't start against Notts County. I mean, you've had the game against Villa. You know, we kind of felt like if there was two players, we were definitely going to start that County game. It was going to be you and Ryan Flynn. But I mean, how did you sort of take that? Because I'm guessing that you expected to play.
Well, you never know. It's a team game. We've got a good squad of players here. And obviously, the manager felt that another 11 was good enough to win the game. You accept that, you try and support the boys, you try and get behind the boys and do as well as you can when you come on. And I'm sure, well, the manager obviously knows his stuff, so you just need to keep listening to him.
And the club have confirmed that they're going back to Scotland to try and bring another player in, Stefan Skugel from Livingston. I mean, you've come from Scotland, Ryan Flynn's come from Scotland. Do you still believe that is, you know, a really good place for clubs in England to go and look for players? Are there still a lot of talented guys up there?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I don't actually know much about the boy, but I've heard from other people that he's supposed to be a very good player. So there's definitely talent up there. Sometimes it's a bit goes a bit unnoticed down here, but there's definitely talented players there.
I mean, and when English clubs come in, I mean, I'm not trying to disrespect Scottish football here, but is it sort of a move that you feel like you need to make? Like it's a chance to go and play in England, a chance to progress your career, even if it is at a League One level. This is a very big club, isn't it?
Yeah, well, England's obviously got things that Scotland don't, the chance to progress and ultimately reach the top. But all you can do is do your best when you come down here. If you want to stay up in Scotland and play well and play every week and do that kind of thing, that's fine. But I think it was more of a challenge if you moved down here.
And just a quick word on next week. How much are you looking forward to that? And, you know, does the excitement start now? A chance to play another Premier League team? You've already dumped one out of the FA Cup in the third round. You're going to get a chance to do it again next week on TV here at the Lane.
Yeah, it's the games that you want to play in, the games you look forward to. I'm sure all the fans are looking forward to it as much as I am. So we'll have a hard week training. We'll prepare the right way for the team. And we said this before the last game, you don't know what's going to happen. So
can you do it again?
Absolutely, without a doubt.